The many layers of dating expectations can be overwhelming to anyone. Feelings are all wrapped up, and the bow on top of the package is sometimes not all that it appears to be. This next call, Mark and I weigh in on 27-year-old Lionel's heartbreaking breakup and the triggers that surfaced 7 months later. Next, Chris Williams, Dr. Sherry Denham Keffer, and Dr. Jackie Mac-Harris come alongside of Ray, who's concerned about his 34-year-old son dating a 42-year-old that he met online. Then J.J. West and Dr. Jill Hubbard encourage Luke, who bears his heart as he shares his testimony after attending Every Man's Battle. Let's listen in as he shares how Every Man's Battle changed his life, opened his eyes, and now feels he has a new beginning. You make a difference in so many lives. Thank you for being part in so many life-changing testimonies. Let's listen.
And we're going to go to Lionel, who is in Philadelphia, listening on WFIL. Thanks for calling in today, Lionel.
Yes. Hi, guys.
Hi. How can we help you?
I went through a really rough breakup last year. I'm 27. I just got my RN a few weeks ago.
So congratulations.
That's wonderful. Thank you.
Yes.
But I had a really good friend of 6 years, and we dated for just 3 months last year. We thought we were a match made in heaven. We had committed to be engaged to each other, and we thought we would get married. And she went to visit, her mom, who lived in Korea for, 2 months, and her mom's not a Christian. And when she told her mom about us, her mom threatened to commit suicide if she wouldn't break up with me.
Oh,
and
wow.
She broke up with me in August. 1 week from today will be the day she broke up with me. So it was a year ago. We went back to being friends. I was really the only one reaching out to her. She would respond to me, but she would never start a conversation until November. And then she confessed to me that she was still struggling a lot with guilt and bitterness over things that happened surrounding the time we were dating and the breakup. And she said she didn't want to deal with that anymore, so she needs to cut me out of her life and go no contact. So that was a whole nother, thing to grieve, because I just lost a 6-year friendship in November.
Yeah.
So it's been 7 months, and just a week ago, she liked two of my social media posts, which was the first interaction between us since November. And it's just brought up all these confusing emotions all over again.
Yeah.
I've done a lot of healing and grieving since. I've read Love Must Be Tough, Healing is a Choice, How We Love, Save People. And I've applied a lot of those lessons and practices to my relationship. A lot of my life relationships since the breakup have improved immensely. And my own self-awareness and emotional maturity and self-regulation has improved a lot. But I feel so I got out of therapy this morning, and my therapist really suggested that I reach out to her, but the terms of the no contact was that she would be the first one to reach out.
Okay. What would you guys suggest to Lionel?
Well, can I just say, Lionel, you get Listener of the Year Century Award for you being 27 years old and have read all of those books and have done the work. That's astonishing, Lionel. And I'm not saying that lightly. I mean it. You're doing the work, and it can still be painful. Mm. What you're describing, it's so confusing. You've done the work, and then you get these likes on social media, and it triggers that old wound. But I love the clarity that you just said. The rule was she would reach out first. Well, in today's culture, liking a post is, I would say, synonymous with making the first move.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm not saying you call and take her out to dinner and all that kind of stuff, because she's got this threat from her mother. That's a whole different subject.
Yeah.
But I do think it would be okay for you to say something maybe in Messenger or something that's very low-key, not a text maybe, that just says, hey, I noticed that you like those posts and it was good to have a response from you. I mean, it could be something as neutral as that.
Yeah.
But let's see what Mark has to say about it.
I'm just curious a little bit here, Lionel. What was the reason that her mom threatened to commit suicide unless she broke up with you?
It's so complicated. Her mom's not a Christian.
Mm-hmm.
Her and I both are. And she's single and divorced, and my ex is her only daughter, and my ex told me that her mom is scared of losing her to me, of being alone in her old age.
Even though she lives in a different country.
Yes.
Wow, yeah. So that
is she expecting her daughter to come live with her as she gets older?
That's what my ex expects. Mm.
Yeah. Yeah, so there's heavy levels of codependency here that are extremely unhealthy, that you know, your ex needs to do a lot of work to be able to break free from that grip of her mother. I mean, I agree with Becky here with, you know, reaching out in that way. You know, keep your expectations levels, you know, in check with reality, because it could just be that she feels like she's healed enough that she wants to remain friends with you, but no more. So I think you explore that with her. I mean, you may even say, let her know that you still have strong feelings for her, but you want to see where she's at. But what might be important, I think, for your healing is if she is in the same place, you know, for your healing, you may have to make a decision of, this is really confusing for me. I don't know if I can go another 6 months and then have a, like, another post, and then I'm like hooked all the way back in again. Mm. You may have to make a decision for yourself that you detach from her and you have a no contact with her. And I know that's really hard. And I know that, like you said, I can't remember the exact wording that you used at the beginning, but you believe, like, you guys were this match and you were meant to be for one another. And sometimes our feelings are so powerful, you know, it can change our reasoning. We can, you know, it's called emotional reasoning, where we believe, like, oh, the chemistry and the connection is so strong. That's just, you know, there's nothing that I felt like this before. It has to be from God. But sometimes it's not. Sometimes it's just us really, really wanting something, and it comes from, and it can come from a place of insecurity. So if it keeps, what I'm saying is, if it keeps hooking you back and it's preventing you from moving on and she's not doing her work, you may have to learn how to you healthily detach. And that may be no contact on your side, because ultimately if you are to get with her and she continues to have this codependency with her mom, it would just exacerbate future problems in a relationship.
Yeah.
Well, and can I say one more thing about that? Here's the other thing. You go forward. Let's say you make a connection with her and you guys get back together. Guess what? She still has that mother and there's still this threat. So you can go all the way forward where, let's imagine that you guys get married. Now your mother-in-law is this threat. So, and I'm not saying you don't go forward. I'm just saying these are things that you can work with, even with your therapist. But the bigger thing, Lionel, is you're going to have grief for what you had hoped. You had made all this progress this last year. And this, just like you just said, Mark, I love, you know, just those hooks. And it's not because you're not doing enough work. It's our feelings are powerful, but they're not always good direction givers. You might want to pass along changes that heal to her, but I mean, you know, it's just, it's part of that journey. But I'm glad you've got a good therapist, and we'll look to hear from you again, Lionel, in the future.
And I don't know if we carry this book. I don't think we do anymore, but How to Get a Date Worth Keeping. I didn't hear you say that you've read that book. That would be a really good book for you to get.
Yeah, that one's not available that I know of. But Becky, what resource can we send to Lionel?
Well, I would say maybe even giving them the emotional freedom workbook.
Okay.
It'll give them some more to work on.